From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Straw bale gardening is a way to grow food above the ground. Straw is what remains of the plant stems after grain harvests. The long, dry tubes are gathered into bales. Bales are often about a meter long and half a meter high and wide. Straw is different from hay. Hay is made from whole plants and used for animal feed. Straw is used mostly for animal bedding. Joel Karsten wrote a book called Straw Bale Gardens. He explains that this ancient and now increasingly popular idea is a form of container gardening.
Container gardening makes life easy. There's no weeding, less issues with drying out. You don't have insect problems, you don't have disease problems that linger in the soil from one year to the next.
He says straw bales can require less water and prevent plant diseases caused by too much water in soil.
It's really impossible to overwater a bale of straw because if you get too much water in it, the excess water just runs out the bottom.
In areas with polluted soil, growing food in straw bales is easier than building above-ground containers for dirt. Joel Karsten says his Facebook page has received a lot of comments.
From all over the planet, it's kind of interesting to hear their feedback from the Arctic Circle and New Zealand, and then the ones that amaze me are the ones in the desert, like in Dubai and Saudi Arabia.
Oats and wheat are the most commonly baled grains in the United States. Rice straw is also good for baling and gardening.
We also have some people in different parts of the world that use just baled up grasses. Any type of organic material that you can bale up very tightly into a bale form will work for this method of gardening.
The straw bale becomes both the container and the growing material. Preparing the bale takes about 2 weeks. The first step is to add water and fertilizer to the center of the bale every day for 3 days. This begins the process of bacteria breaking down the straw into a growing medium. Once this happens, the bales are ready for seeds or young plants. Some experts say planting seedlings is better than growing from seeds. As the fertilizer and water break down the straw produces heat. This heat creates an environment that lets straw bale gardeners plant and harvest earlier in the growing season. Joel Karsten tells the story of a woman in the American South. Lorna Donaldson of Tennessee used to grow food in the ground. Now she grows it in 2,000 straw bales.
She used to spend 75% of her time growing the crops and 25% of her time marketing and selling the crops, where now she spends 25% of her time growing the crops and 75% marketing and selling.
You can find plenty of advice about straw bale gardening on the Internet. And that's the Agriculture Report from VOA Learning English, written by Anka Decker. I'm Steve Ember.